We're holding off Dalar and Aleph. Dalar and Aleph, the Gemara, second line, the big lines. Noshim v'yavodim sheinim meshechurorim. An Isha, an Eved, that's not freed, is also potter for the mitzvah to be erlo regal. The potter for mitzvah is riyah. So Gemara says, Bishlei menoshim, it's understandable, noshim k'di amoran. Like we said before, and it says the pasuk schurcha, and schurcha means a zachra, not an Isha. An Isha is potter for mitzvah's erlo regal. Elo avodim inolan. How come an Eved? Eved here means an Eved Kenani. How come he's potter for the mitzvah's erlo riyah? Omar rafune, omar kro. Plus it says, El Pnei Yodin Hashem. You have to be Yehlu Regal to see Hashem. El Pnei Yodin Hashem. To see the Yodin of Hashem. So Hidashin means, Mi Shein Lo Yehlu Odin Echad. Only someone that only has one Odin, one master. A regular Jew only has one master. Yotzah Zeh goes out this person, this Eved Kenani, Sheyesh Lo Yodin Acher. He has another master. He's an Eved Kenani. Since he's Meshubah to somebody else, he's part of a mitzvah's Olos Regal. So Gemara asks, what do we need this pasuk for? Michti, let's see. Kol mitzvah she'isha chayeves bo, eved chayev bo. That's the klal. An eved kenani has chiyuv and mitzvah like an isha. So any mitzvah an isha is mechuyev and an eved kenani has a chiyuv to do. But kol mitzvah she'eino isha chayeves bo, any mitzvah that an isha is potter to do, the klal is, eino eved chayev bo. An eved kenani is also potter from that mitzvah. Why? The goma lo lo me'isha. We learn out the whole chi of mitzvahs by an Eved Kenani from an Isha. So any Isha, an Isha is potter from, automatically an Eved is potter from. And Rashi says, Lo lo mi Isha, ksiv hocho, u ksiv v'kosav lo, u ksiv hoso moichu posha l'niten lo. So you learn out Eved Kenani, or Shifcha Kenanis, from a parasha of an Isha. So if so, since an Isha is potter to oil regal, pshit an Eved Kenani is potter. So Gemara says, Omar Ravina, I'll tell you this drasha, as the apostle says, "Apnei Yodin Hashem." Only someone that has one master and not two masters, you do not need it for regular Eved Kenani. A regular Eved Kenani is like an Isha Potter. The chiddush is of an Eved Kenani is half freed. Since he's a Chatzi Ben Chorin, we said it had two shutvim, two Jews owned him, and one Jew was Meshacha freed his half. So now the Eved is called half free. The half that's free, l'chura, has a loch like a zachor. So I would have thought maybe that half has a chiyah to be yehlu regal. Or that kamash will know, since the mice of this person has another odin, he has another master, half of him is still a slave, therefore he's part of a mitzvah yehlu regal. So Mar says, Deikon, I'm bring you a proof like this. Tikatoni, our Mishnah says, Noshim v'yavodim sheinim shechurorim. It says an isha is part of to be yehlu regal, and an eved that is not freed. For the Gemara, my sheinim meshuchararim. What does the Mishnah mean when it says the Eved Kenani that's not freed yet? He's not meshuchar. Elaim, if you want to tell me sheinim meshuchararim klal, a pure Eved Kenani is not freed at all. If so, listen to Avodim Stoma. Let the Mishnah say, Noshim and Avodim apotter. Stam and Eved means an Eved Kenani that's not freed yet. El Olav, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say, sheinim meshuchararim legamri. They're not freed completely. But they are a little bit freed. Oman Nina, who is that? Misha Chetziv Eved V'Chetziv Ben Chorin. Shema Mina, a person that's a Chatzi Eved Chatziv Ben Chorin, such a person is still called an Eved, because the Maisa, half of him is still Meshubid, so therefore he's potter to be on the regal, because he still has another Odin, and not from this Pasuk that says, El Pnei Odin Hashem, only if you only have one Master. So Rashi learns like this. Lo Nitzchah Rashi says, this is good according to our Mishnah. But the Gemara says it doesn't go according to the Mishnah Achreina we had before. Because according to the second Mishnah Achreina, a Chatzi Eved is Mechuyiv in Mitzvah Sayon Regal. Why? Since Bezdin forces the Master to free the Chatzi Eved, so it's considered as if he's freed right now, so we don't look as if he has the Master. That's called he has one Odin. That's what the Mishnah Achreina holds. But this Gemara now is saying Shana now Mishnah that goes according to the Mishnah Rishayna. According to the Mishnah Rishayna, if you have an Eved that was half freed and half Eved, the law is he remains that way, and one day he works for his master, and one day he's free for himself. So according to that Svara, the Mishnah says that such an Eved is potter to be Eved Regal.
even though half of him is free, so maybe he's like a zocher, he should have to go. That's this pasuk. No, al pnei yodin Hashem only mi sheyesh lo odin echad for loy eved that has two odins. Right, then the Mishnah says v'yachigur v'yasuma v'chaylo v'yazokin. A lame person, a blind person, a sick person, an old person, they are parted from going all the regular. Tana Rabbonin. Bosa says gimur regolim prat labalikabin. The words regolim, it means three times, but it also means the lotion of regular feet, means only people that have feet. Bashenkin balikabin means they don't have feet, they have wooden feet, so such a person is parted to be all the regular. Dovarach, or another pshat, is no. That this drosha of Bali Kabim we know from the words pomin. It also, the next pasuk says, gimel pomin. That pomin means, you have to be able to take steps, you have to have feet. Somewhere doesn't have feet, he's mamayat, there's no mitzvah from the word pomin. So Dovarach, what do I do with the word regolim? That regolim means prat lechigur. Somewhere that has 2 feet, but they're lame, he can't walk with them. Relsu lechayla, somewhere that's sick. Ula suma, a blind person. Ula zokin, an older person. Ula sheina yochel alas baraglav. And somebody that cannot walk up to the base of Middash with his own feet. So Gemara says, what does this last one mean? Ula sheina yochel alas baraglav lasu yamai. What does it come to include? We already said all the cases. If you're sick, if you're lame. So Gemara says, lasuya, some omarova, lasuya mefanke. Some that's mefunik, that's very, Funik means what? He's very particular. What do you call English word? Tedious, right? Yeah. But so therefore, what Rashi says the pshat like this: She'enam holchim leimano. A person that's mufunik, he can't walk up without shoes. It bothers him to walk without shoes. Ti'enodam nichnas lahalabaris b'manoloi. And the law is you're not allowed to walk into the Beis Hamikdash wearing shoes. The apostle says in Yeshayahu, "Midikis reis miedchem remois chatzerei." That such a person as mafunik that bothers him to walk out without shoes, he's spotted to be on the regal. Because the apostle says in Yeshayahu, "Miki savoyo liros ponai." When you do go to on the regal, "Midikis reis miedchem," who asked you to do it, "remois chatzerei," let it run through my chatzer. And with dashin, it means the same. If you're wearing shoes, that you're not going to go into the base of Mikdash wearing shoes. There's such a person that can't walk without shoes, he's part of the mitzvahs of the regal. Tana, we learned in a price like this. Ha'oril v'hatome p'turim minariyah. A person that's an oral means that he never had a bris milah, not because he's a Rasha, but in the case, like Rashi says, Yisrael, she'meisei ochiv machmes milah, his brother died already, they made a milah on his brother and his brother died. So if I said, this mishpacha, it's a sakana to give them a milah. So they did not give him a bris milah. But our koponim is called an oral. So an oral be'at tome, somebody that's mamash tome, he's an avat, he's tome now, is pturim in aria. Calls the man, he's tome, he's not tor, he's potter for the mitzvah sala regal. And the pshat is that pshiti can't go, if you're tome, you can't go to the Beis Hamikdash. But the chiddush is that you're even potter from sending karbonis. Rashi says, pturim in aria, ein chayovim l'shloyach ulas, riyosayim, ayidei shliach, that's the chiddush. That you don't even have a chiyuv to send the korban with another shliach. Hey, since you can't go into the Beis Hamikdash, you're put, you don't have a chiyuv to send the korban with somebody else. Just a tomei and noro, that's all. What do you mean the others? Don't see. Message like this. Bishlei matomei, I understand the tomei why he's putter. The chsir, the pasuk says, uvosa shoma vavesim shoma. Pasuk says, when you go to the Beis Hamikdash, Vaveisim Shoma, you bring a korban there. So with Dashin, Kol Sheyeshna Vavia, somebody that's allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, Yeshna Bavo, he has the chiyuv to bring a korban. The Kol Sheyna Vavia, somebody that's not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, ain't a Bavo, he's potter from bringing the korban also. So Melo, you understand why a Tomei is potter from bringing the korban. He can't, he's not a chiyuv to send it with somebody else, because the Maisa, he has no chiyuv to go up. He can't go into the Beis Hamikdash. Since he can't go in, there's no mitzvah to send the karbonis. Bring the karbon also. So Teish just asked the kasha. Teish said, "How do you do? We say Oriel v'tomei mishalchem karbon aseim. I know v'tomei is allowed to send the karbon. The afgav lesnayim babia. Even though they can't go into the Beis Hamikdash, they are allowed to send the karbon." But Teish says, "Hosam mari b'dorim v'davus." The other Gemara of Sochem is just saying, if a Tomei wants to send a neder on a dove, he's allowed to. Shein Tvuyim Zman Bavoyis, he's allowed to. Vaikro Le Mishto Yele Boilus Ria, to be in Via. Our Pesach here is talking about that there's a Chiv upon every Jew to bring a carbon oilus Ria, that would make a drush. It's only if you could go into the Beis Hamikdash. But a Tomei that's not allowed to go doesn't have this Chiv. So maybe he has no Chiv to bring a carbon oilus Ria. If he stam sends in the Dover, he has the right to send in the Dover. Right, so far Tommy is good. For the Gemara, Ela Oral Minolan. How do we know that an Oral can't go into the Beis Hamikdash? How do we know that he can't bring a carbon? So Mar says, Amani Rabbi Akivi. I think this price that goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The Marbe La Oral Katomi. According to Rabbi Akiva, an Oral has the same halach like a Tommy. And he's talking not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash. So since he can't come into the Beis Hamikdash, who are then his potter from the Chiyah to bring the Karbonis. The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Ish Ish. Why does the Pesach say a double lotion of Ish Ish? So he says, L'rabis es Oral. It's Marban Oral has a loch like a Talmudic person that negates to the Beis Hamikdash. His Pesach is not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash. And Rashi says, the Pesach says, Ish Ish, Mizera Aaron Vutsaru Aizav. But it says an extra Pesach about a person that's Tomei. So in Marba, Rashi L'rabis es Oral. Shuki Tomei, he's like a Tomei. Shilo Yochol Truma. In Kainhu, even if he's a Kain, but if he doesn't have a bris milah, he's not allowed to eat truma. He has locha like a tummy. So what then? He can't go into the Beis Hamikdash either. He's like tummy, he can't go into the Beis Hamikdash. Yatana Rabbonin. Tummy potter minariya. A person that's tummy has potter from mitzvah solus regal. Tirsil, like we just learned, the post says, Ovosa shoma vavesim shoma. That you have to go and bring kabonis. So we dashin, kol sheyeshna bebiya yeshna bavo. Whoever is able to go into the Beis Hamikdash, mamish to go or the regal, he has the chiyuv when he goes there, leiro panai rekom, he has to come with the korban. But v'chol sheyna bebiya, whoever is not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, if you're tummy now, you're not allowed to go in, the locher is eina bavo. You do not have a chiyuv to send the korban alas riya, you don't have to send the korban either. You're potter. Weiter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Daboy Omer. He says another drosha. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Suma biyachas miyena potter. A person that's blind with one eye, even though he can see with the other eye, still potter minariya. He's potter for mitzvah solos regal. We had before in Daf Beis. Shenamar the pasuk says yira, and we read it yeroya. Says there. Yeroa calls the churcha, the pasuk says. Yeroa calls the churcha as pnei yodin. So in this written daka, the same way yud resh alafei, instead of reading it yira, we dash in yeroa. So we dash in like this. Shinema yira, and we read it yeroa. That means kederach shabo lirois, kach bo lirois. The same way you come to see, that's the way you should be seen. Ma bo lirois, that's when you come to see. Vishtayenov, you use your two eyes. Af lirois, that you should be seen, is also vishtayenov. And Rashi learned before what it meant to say is that just when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to see you, Hashem like sees you with two eyes, who are then when you come to see Hashem like, he should also come with two eyes. So only someone that has two eyes has the chiyah to be other regal. If you only have one eye, you're parted from being other regal. Vayte Rav Huna ki matilai kro yeroa yeroa, this drasha from Yira Widashin Yeroa is Bach, he used to cry. They said like this, Omri said, Eved Sherabai Mitzapala Leroysoi. A person that an Eved, that their master wants to see you. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everybody to come by the regal. Hashem wants to see all the Yisraelim on Yom Tovim. Is Yisrachid Yemenu started to cry that certain people, Hashem like says, go away, I don't want to see you. Like the Rishoyim people do have Eretz, Hashem like throws them away. The Pesach says in Shayo, Ki Savo Leroy's Pornai Mibikas Reis Mietchem. Ramois Chatzerai. Like you people, you come to the regal, and you're Rishoyim, you're doing Averis. Hashem says, I don't come to see me. So he started to cry there. That here Hashem wants to see Klai Yisrael, but a person doesn't have Averis, like Hashem throws him away, he started to cry. Vaita Rafune Ki Matalai Kuro. When he learned this Pesach, Bok, he started to cry. The Pesach also says, Vizovachta Shlomim Yachalta Shom. Like when you go up to the Beis Hamikdash, you should bring Karbonis, bring a Korban Shlomim, and eat it there. So the same thing. Eved Sherabai Mitzapa Lechol Al Shechonoi. that a regular Jew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants you on Yom Tovim to bring a Shalom Mechagiga, bring Kabbonis, and eat it by the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Yisrachek Mimenu, but still if they do bad averus, Hashem like throws them away, says, I don't want it. The end of the pasuk in Shayel says, V'chtiv, Lomeli Roivs V'chechem, Yemer Hashem, that Hashem says, who needs your Kabbonis that you bring it to me? That since you're doing an averus, deep down, Yerushalayim, Hashem says, I don't want your Kabbonis. He started to cry that, such an Indian like Hashem tells them, I don't want your kabbonis. Reb Eleza kimotalai kura bochi. When Reb Eleza got to this pasuk, he started to cry. Pasuk says in Bereishis, v'lo yochlu echav lana soysoy, kinev halu miponov. When Yosef finally told his brothers, ani Yosef, hoy davi choy, the pasuk says that they couldn't answer Yosef back, kinev halu miponov. And we dashin that umat toichocha shebosu v'dom. That when Yosef, when he told his brothers, Ani Yosef, Hoida Vichoi, he was giving them Techocha. He was telling them all that they did wrong. And they got so astonished, they were so shocked from Yosef, that they couldn't answer him back. So, Ma Techocha Shebosu Vadom, that you can't answer back, Kach Techocha Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alach Es Kama V'Kama. Like for sure, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell us what we did wrong, for sure we won't be able to answer back. So we started to cry. Rashi says, Techocha Shemechiach Pesha Befonav. You tell them exactly what you did wrong. But the Medrash says also that Yosef is caught in Shabbashvatim, and the brothers couldn't answer him. So, Lachas Kamukam, when Hashem, loss of love, will give everybody his din, who won't be able to answer back. Tosis speaks out. Shalakodesh Baruch, Lachas Kamukam, Shalayochul Oshiv Truva Mal Yisa, Lipotel Lagamri. We won't be able to answer a complete 100% Teretz. But the Mikama Dvar Mots Lifter Atzmai. Ksas. But a lot of things we can have a little terutzim. A little answers we'll have back. Kadisi Perek Hadaz, the Mori says, Yechon Lifter Asayla Midin Shal Tfila. But you have terutzim. We have Tsaris now. We have the Big Yetzara now. It's hardships. So little terutzim we have. But our core bottom says, Apshan Al Gemara is 100% answer for everything we don't have. Yeah. Taita Reb Leze Ki Motelai Krua Bochi. When Reb Leze got to this pasuk, he started to cry. The pasuk says that Vayomesh Shmuel El Shol Lo Hiragastani Lahal Soisi. That was the Meister when Shol went to the Isha to the Kishuv there to make her bring up Shmuel. He wanted to talk to Shmuel. So when he brought up Shmuel, Shmuel said back to Shol, "What are you bothering me for? Lahal Soisi." And the Marzi dashins that Mash Shmuel Atzadik Hoye Misyor Minadin Madir Shmuel Atzadik. He was afraid now, when he got called up, that he was being called up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for din, for judgment. And he was afraid, like we'll soon see, what it means Shmuel was afraid. Is Ono Lachas Kama V'Kama? For sure, Pasha, the people like us, when we have our judgment from Hashem, for sure we'll be afraid. Now, Shmuel Mahi, where do we see that Shmuel was afraid? The Pasuk says, V'atoymo Isha El Shol, that this Isha that Shol HaMelech went to, said back to the king, Elohim Ro'isi Olim, I'll tell you, I see people going up. So, Drasha is Olam Trey Mashma. Mashma, she saw two people going up. Who are the two people? Shaul only asked her to bring me up Shmuel. Shmuel Anovi. So, how did she see two people? So, it's like this. Chad Shmuel. True, she made Shmuel come up, whatever that means. V'yiduch, the also Shmuel v'yasi yulam Moshe Badei. That Shmuel was afraid right away, and he went to call Moshe Rabbeinu to come with him. Omar Lei, because Shmuel Anovi said like this. Dilma chas v'sholom ledina misvina. Maybe now they're calling me up to have a din, to have a judgment from Hashem. And he got afraid, Shmuel Novi. So he woke up Moshe Rabbeinu and told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kum ba doi, come with me. Teleka milsa de kasav tobi araisa. That there's nothing in the Torah that's written in the Torah. Teleki amtia, that I wasn't Mekayim. So I want you come to be made for me that I was Mekayim called Torah Kula. That's what I want. So the kitzur, we see that Shmuel Novi was afraid of judgment. And since he's afraid of judgment, Allah has come of the Kama, which will be afraid. So Tosfos says like this. Tosfos says, the Lech Milsa the Ksub Yerayis of Lech Yamtum. Loi boi lemeima sheyeyid loi shekayim akurl. He didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to come, stop to say this, that he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah. Did Mino Yoda, how did Moshe know that Shmuel did, like Shmuel lived after Moshe Rabbeinu? Loi hoi yibaduri, wasn't in his times. Hello, Yoimer, he said like this, Kach v'kach derashti, v'yosisi maisa, v'yivedu mishakem l'marata gamata. Shmuel just wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to come and say, like, I dash in the Torah, this you're supposed to do, this you're supposed to do. Please come and be made that I dash in the right way, Akoponim. Akoponim, we see here that Shmuel Anavi was afraid to get judgment, so for sure, we'll also be afraid to get judgment. Right? Rabbi Ami ki motel hai kruo. Bochim, he got this post, he started to cry. Says the post, again, Eicho, Yitain biyofa piyu ula yeshtikfa. The person does such tshuva that Imam starts to cry and put dirt in his mouth, maybe there'll be hope for him. So he said, Oma, kuli hai viulai. He does such a big tshuva, Imam puts so much yisurim in himself, and still only maybe he'll have hope. He started to cry. Like, he's not for sure we'll have hope if we'll do tshuva or not. Rabbi Yami ki motalai kro bochum. When he got to this place, he started to cry. Bikshu tzedek, bikshu anova. Look, seek for righteousness, look for humbleness. Ulai tistaru b'yemaf Hashem. Maybe you'll be able to hide yourself the day that Hashem gets angry. So he said, Oma kuli hai, a person that has so much, he has tzedek and he has anova, the ulai, and only maybe you'll be able to save yourself from Hashem's anger. So he started to cry. Rabbi Yasi ki motelai kro bochum. Rabbi Yasi got to this point and started to cry. It says, Sinu ro v'yoyevei toif. Somebody that hates bad and loves good. V'yetzigo b'shar mishpat. Ula yechonon Hashem alokei tzavokos. That is, even such a person, maybe Hashem will help him. Kuliyai, a person that sinu ro v'yoyev toif. V'yetzigo b'shar mishpat. In the shar mishpat, still only maybe he'll be safe from Hashem. V'yulai, like it's not for sure we'll be saved even with big schusim, he started to cry. Rabbi Yosef ki motalai kro bochum. Rabbi Yosef learned this pasuk, he started to cry. It says, v'yesh nespa b'lei mishpat. Sometimes a person gets killed, is taken away without judgment, means before time. Before his time, he's taken away. Rashi, v'yesh nespa b'lei mishpat, yesh kola v'yein oven b'yodai. Sometimes somebody is like killed, has a kliya, and he has no oven in his hands. He didn't have a mishpat. But sometimes the Malach HaMavah takes you away before your time. What does that mean? So the Gersa should be that. The Gemara is asking the Kasha now. Is there such a case that a person gets killed before his time? Like, any time you get killed, if there's a chet, there's some reason why. So Gemara says, in yes, it could happen. Kiha de Ravibi Barabaya. It once happened the story with Ravibi Barabaya. Have Shchia Gabe Malach HaMavah. The Malach HaMavos used to come to talk to Rabbi Barabaya. He knew the Malach HaMavos, he was his friend. He used to speak to him. Is Omale Lishluchei Zil Aisili Miriam Megadla Seir. That once the Malach HaMavos told his Shliach, much told his angels that kill people, go and get me Miriam Megadla Seir. Get me the famous Miriam that's a hairdresser. One takes care of the hair. So Tosis says, the bottom Tosis, have a Shliach Gabe Malach HaMavos. The Mesaper Mashiru like Kvar. The Malach HaMavos used to tell Rebbe of Rabbaya what he did. Ta'yuvda de Miriam Magadha Nesaya Beisheni Toises Hoya Toise Ima Shoplani. That he was the mother of Yoshka. This was Yoshka's mother. Kadisi Beshavis. The kid said the Malach HaMavos told the Shliach, go get me Yoshka's mother. She was the Magad, she was Miriam Magadha Nesaya. She was the hairdresser. Is Ozel Aisele Miriam Magadha Dadaki. The Shliach went and made a mistake, instead took away somebody else, killed another lady, killed Miriam, the Megadol Dadaki, the children's teacher, the Mora. Omalei, so when the Shliach brought back to the Malach HaMavos, the Miriam Megadol Dadaki, Omalei, nor Miriam Megadol Sayin Asiya, Armilacho. I told you, get me a different person, get me the Miriam, the one that makes the hair. So Armilacho, that's what I told you. Is Omalei, so the Shliach said, if so, Ahadrei, good, I'll go bring this one back down to life again, and I'll bring you up the other one. So Omalei, the Malach HaMavos said, no. Hoya v'yaisisei lehevi liminyoni. Since you already brought her here, let her stay here ready. Now it's Ebrerech Nami, go down and get me Yoshka's mother, but I'll call upon him this one, let's stay here. So I'll call upon him, you see that this Miriam Dadaki was taken away by mistake. You see, it's possible such a thing to happen. It's possible somebody's taken away in this world with Lai Zimni. So now the Gemara is the Kasha. Oh, not the Gemara, but now the Chura Abaya. This is a... Ravivi Varabaya now the Chura. Omalei, Ihochi, Elehechi Yecholtaslo. So Rabbi Rabbi, yes, the Malach Mavis, how are you able to do it? Have a Nikita, so, no, no, forget, could be Elahechi Yechotala. Who is this Kasha? I'm not sure. Shashim Yachash Legi is man. I'm not sure who is the Kasha, right? The Yes the Kasha Tim, how do you do it? So the Shliach, the Yes the Kasha Tim, the Shliach. How are you able to take her away? She says, the Maisa was, Have a Nikita Misara Biyoda. She was holding the shovel in her hand. Have a Koshagra or Machta Tanura. She had the shovel of the oven in her hand, and she was mixing around the coals. She was playing with the fire. The Anachta Agabe de Karya, and some coals fell on her feet, on her foot, and Poshami, she got scared. And when she got scared, that's when Malach HaMavis was able to take her away. Is Kotcha, it like burnt her foot a little bit. The Yisra Mazle, and she had a bad mazel. The Asise, that's how the Malach HaMavis, the Shliach, was able to take her away. You know, Chaim talks about this, that among the worst thing to be is to be scared. Person is scared, stam to be the shrokin, that's the worst thing. Here the Pasha, the Maestro was, she got the shrokin, and she got scared. The coal fell on her foot, and she got scared. When a person gets to the matzah being scared, that's called Isra Mazla, your mazel is bad, and the Malach HaMavis take you away. Speaking of, even those Indians of Pachar Adin, like our Rosh Hashanah, he's supposed to have Pachar, be a fear of Hashem, but doesn't mean just to be fear, to be the shrokin, to be scared. To be scared is the worst thing. Here it means pachad, you have to have Yiras Hashem, that's something else. But just to be afraid of something, that's called Israel Mazla, and that's a sakana the Malach HaMavis could take you away. So now Rabbeinu, before it wasn't the Rabbeinu. It was time the Gemara, the Malach was asking, how did he have a right to do it? Now the Gemara says, Omalei Rabbeinu Rabbaya, Islechu Rishus Lamevet Hochi. So now he asked the Kasha to the Malach HaMavis, his friend, do you have permission to do such a thing like this? That you took away somebody before her time? Oh, my lay, so Malach HaMavis answered back. For like Siv, doesn't the Pasuk say, V'yesh nesva b'lay mishpat? There's a Pasuk like that. That's this Pasuk in Mishlei. V'yesh nesva b'lay mishpat. Sometimes somebody's taken away without judgment. So there is such a midah like that. Right. Exactly why and where that the Eibishter has its cheshbonus why. But there's such a mishpat that sometimes the Malach HaMavis could take you away before your zman, even without a chet, that you deserved it. Omalei, yes, back Ivok said, the Pasuk says, Dor Hoylech, the Dor Bo, that the whole Dor goes and the whole door comes. So Mashmi, you can't take it away before it's time. So Omalei, they said, Darinulhu Ano, I wait with her, Adamalulhu Ladora, until the whole door is taken away. Fahoda Mashleminulei Ladema. And then I give him over to Daima, that's the Malach HaMavis, other Malach, that's Daima. So Rashi says, Tirana lo ano, any meisuan l'shemer hamesim, sheshmei doimei. I don't give them over right away to the malach called doima that takes care of the mesim. Elam is galgalin imi v'shotin boilam. That if somebody is taken away before his time, before the door is finished, they chveis, they're shotin boilam, they're running around in the world. Achi ismalu shenoisev, v'ukari door. That's called the door. Right, next time they're not given over, they're not finished completely, they're not given over to Doom Daima, to this Malach HaMavis, until the whole door is taken away. But I call upon him, he took her away from this world. Maybe she doesn't go to the Malach HaMavis yet, wherever she is in between. But I call upon him, he took her away before her time. What do you do with these extra years? Omar, he said, if there's a big Talmud Chacham that deserves to have a longer life, we give him a few extra years. As the years that were taken away from her, we'll give to somebody else. Trashi demadu demilei, mavu rami doisev. You have a Talmud Chacham that had this smidi, was mavu rami doisev. He didn't take things through when somebody ranked him out and said something bad to him. He didn't take it to heart. He overlooked it. By looking over the bad that people do to you, b'schus zeh, they gave him extra years to live. And he took it instead. He made a switch. Yeah. Right. Rabbi Yochanan came out like cry. When Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk, Vachi started to cry. Pasuk says in Eiv. That siseni boy levaloi chinam. Oh, yeah, that he did something bad and he wants to swallow me up for nothing. Is eved shirabo masisin loy Venisois, Takon Yeshnoi, or never that the master himself like wants to swallow him up to make it best for him, is there any hope for him? Think again to the Rishayim, that's what Hashem does, so he started to cry, and there's not too much hope for them. Rabbi Yochanan. All right, a turnover.